SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Jampro's inaugural Jamaica Film Festival gets underway on Tuesday, July 7. It's definitely a must-see event. We have the details for you in our program. Also, for today's child health and safety tip, we highlight the importance of folic acid. Welcome, and do stay with us. Some of the leading practitioners and executives in international film and media will be on the island for the inaugural staging of the Jamaica Film Festival, which gets underway on Tuesday. The 5-day event, to be held in Kingston under the theme Where Art Meets Business, will feature 14 capacity building workshops and the screening of 43 films at 5 locations. The venues are the Courtly Auditorium, Jamaica Promotions Corporation Jampro Business Auditorium, Triple Century, Usain Bolt's Tracks and Records, and Red Stripe. Film Commissioner and Manager of Creative Industries at Jampro, Carole Beckford, says that the workshops will feature leading experts in the creative industries who will offer technical advice and support to local filmmakers. Among these are actors Tanya Lee Williams from Young and the Restless, Stephen Bishop from Being Mary Jane, and Basil Wallace from Judging Amy, The Pretender, and NYPD Blue. Also, Executive Vice President of Fox Group, Nicole Bernard, and Creative Executive at Fox Filmed Entertainment, Gina Reyes, will participate in the workshops.
We're having 2 writing workshops, one of which will be offered by Jeff Riddick from the Final Destination series, and he'll be accompanied by Basil Wallace. Then there's a Directors and Writers Initiative, which is offered by the Fox Group, and they'll be presented by Nicole Bernard and Gina Reyes.
Among the discussion topics are Breakthrough, the Business of Filmmaking, the Future of Television, and Jamaica's Production Capabilities, Film, TV, Radio, and Music. Other focus areas will include pitching, distribution, how to find the right music for film, and marketing. Ms. Beckford says of the 43 films that will be shown at the festival, 20 of them include a Jamaican producer or director. They cover subjects such as history, education, comedy, sport, music, drama, and dark comedy. For further information, persons may visit filmjamaica.com for a full schedule, ticket details, and more.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
For the goals of Vision 2030 to be achieved in the next 15 years, it will require the help of every Jamaican citizen. By learning more about the plan, you can ensure the strategies, programs, projects, and activities on the Vision 2030 are put into action as we work together to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. The Ministry of Health will be carrying out fogging in the following communities in Kingston and St. Andrew on Tuesday, July 7. Barbican, Kintyre, Hope Flats, and Tavern. Now the ABCs of raising safe and healthy children. Insufficient folic acid, which is a B vitamin in pregnant women, can lead to spine and brain defects in infants. All women who could possibly become pregnant should take a vitamin with folic acid every day. Take 400 micrograms of folic acid daily, both before pregnancy and during the first few months of pregnancy. And this is to reduce the risk of birth defects of the brain and spine. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.